Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke virtually at today's kickoff of the Summit for Democracy in Washington, referencing the mass protests in Israel against his plan to change Israel's judiciary and describing his country as a robust democracy, undergoing a very intensive public debate.
Democracy means the will of the people, as expressed by a majority, and it also means protection of civil rights, individual rights. It's the balance between the two.
His comments come days after he temporarily halted his plan to change the country's courts, which quieted the protests for now. But what's next? Yochai Gross has been out protesting. He's a former member of the Army Reserve, organizing with other reserve members. Yochai, what did you think of Netanyahu's words today? A robust democracy.
From our sad experience with Netanyahu, we need to take what he's saying with a great care of noticing the small details. I would say that we need to be aware of what's going on with this situation right now, and we are suspending right now and holding it, but we are going to sleep with our shoes on our feet, like you say it in the army. Mm-hmm. We are ready to go back to the battle in a second.
Shoes on your feet. And Netanyahu has said he's pausing it for a month, and he has said that he wants to use some of that time to speak with members of the Knesset and, you know, lawmakers about what his hope is for this plan. He hasn't said he wants to reconsider his plan. Is that also giving you pause?
I think that his speech to the nation 2 days ago, I see it as a sad speech. He mentioned us as a small minority that are anarchists. We are not anarchists. I think most of the people in Israel believe that we need to have a reform, but we need to do it in a way that it's logical.
Well, you talk about reform. Netanyahu's plan would allow the government, which is currently his government, to pick judges. This would include judges involved in his own corruption trial. Now, currently the judges are picked, you know, by a combination of things, including a committee of judges, members of the Knesset, lawyers. What would you want to see?
There's not an option that the politician will decide who is going to be the judge. As we speak now, we're talking about a politician that there is a court right now is discussing if he's guilty or not. If he's deciding the people who's going to judge him, something here is a little bit upside down.
Well, yesterday, President Biden, by the way, here in America, a president gets to pick judges on the top court, and then, of course, lawmakers in Congress decide who actually gets that seat. But President Biden said that he hoped Netanyahu would walk away from his judicial reform law. Do you think there should be stronger words from the U.S.?
I'll start from a different point of view of this. Netanyahu, a few days ago, fired the Minister of Defense in Israel.
Who was critical of his plan?
Actually, he wasn't critical about the plan. He was critical about the way it happened. And there's many people in Israel that understood after this event, the situation here is not about left-wing or right-wing. And I think that what your president tried to say is that there is actually a danger to the state of Israel. We are a few steps from losing our ability to call ourselves as democracy. And it's raising the question if Bibi right now is in a place that is doing logical decisions or not. And it's scary to people.
Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. First of all, Americans have had a glimpse of that, you know, with an attack on our capital. You say this isn't right or left in Israel, but we have heard from people on the far right, nationalists who are supporting Netanyahu. Your president, Isaac Herzog, said earlier this month that Israel was within touching distance of civil war and blood in the streets. Do you believe that, or is this just a fierce democratic protest?
It's a healthy democracy protest, but in the same time, I see what our leaders in the Knesset are saying, and it's scary because they have no boundaries. They don't have any stop sign for what they're doing. The only fear I have is that our politician will push it more and more because the people, the civilians, are against this extreme, and they want the situation to be stable again. So if I'm afraid, it's only from the politicians, not from my brothers in Israel.
Yeah. Yochai Gross, one of the protesters in Israel of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to change the judiciary. Yochai, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Robin, I'll just say I am not against Bibi. Brothers in arms are not against our current government. We don't want the government to fall. We don't want new election. We want to stop this program that will stop Israel of being democracy.
Yochai, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Robin. Goodbye.